All right, you guys. So I know I asked this poll question a while ago on whether or not you guys would be interested in hearing some crazy online dating stories through Bumble or Tinder. And the long wait is over. I am sharing a couple of those stories with you guys today. So keep hanging on tight and we will jump right into those stories in just a bit. I will also be telling you guys my preferable do's and don'ts of first dates and how you can go about knowing whether or not somebody is for you right off the bat of a first date or not. So keep on listening, you guys. I promise these stories you do not want to miss. If this is your first time listening, welcome, welcome. My name is Casey. I am the host of What the Fitness and Other Crazy Shenanigans podcast, as well as the creator of cpfitclub.com for all online coaching and teaching those how to live a fit, enjoyable lifestyle and making it a part of your lifestyle in a fun and healthy way. And you guys, if you follow me on Instagram, I am Casey Pauline Fitness on Instagram if you don't know already. So without further ado, let's jump into one of our first crazy dates here that I have. This was probably 2 years ago. It was my very first time trying Tinder. And I have not tried Tinder since, let's be honest. I have been on Bumble, but I will get to some Bumble stories at another time. But my very first Tinder date, it was when I was working my corporate job and I met up with this guy at Einstein Bagels. Now, if you guys have never been on Tinder or on any kind of dating app to begin with, what it is you swipe left if you're not interested in somebody and you swipe right if you are. And if you do swipe right and it happens to come up as a match, then you guys can start messaging back and forth. And so that's what happened with me and this guy. So we decided to meet up at Einstein Bagels, which is about a 2-minute walk from where I worked, across the street. I met with him outside. We went inside and we sat down for some coffee. So this guy, you know, I swiped right on him because let's be honest, his pictures were hot. I mean, he had a nice body. He did triathlons. He seemed really nice in conversation when just talking to him through text. So then as soon as we sat down, I was like, so did you grow up in Atlanta or where are you from? And right off the bat, he said that he was from Ohio. And I asked him, oh, so why are you down in Georgia? What brought you down here? And he goes, I had to get away from my crazy ex-girlfriend. Which, guys, rule number one on any first date or anytime you're meeting somebody that you might have interest in, do not bring up your ex relationship. I don't care what happened, if it was a mutual breakup, whatever, just do not bring it up. And so right off the bat, this guy brings up his ex-girlfriend. And I was like, oh, okay, well, what made her crazy? Because I did not even know anything else to say at that point or what to ask him. I was like, you already hit my number one red flag. That is not good. So let's see if you can redeem yourself from that. But he went on to say, oh, she was just crazy. I just had to get away from her and my job moved me down here. And so after that, I was kind of just like, okay, well, maybe he's just like bad at first dates. And so I kept giving him the benefit of the doubt. And then he kept saying that he was moving back to Ohio soon for his job and kept saying out loud, like, damn it, I wish I wasn't moving. And he kept saying this. And that's kind of like, those are the thoughts that you have inside your head. And he kept saying, damn it, I wish I wasn't moving back. Then we could actually start dating. And I'm just sitting there awkwardly like, I just met you. Like, who even said anything about us dating? And so then 30 minutes goes by and I have to get back to work and he offered to drive me back. And I told him, no, it's okay. And so I walk back to work. And not even 10 minutes after I'm back at my desk and starting to get back into work after the lunch break, I get this text from him and he goes, so, was I everything you thought I was going to be? And first off, who says that right after you meet somebody? I mean, I was already turned off by the guy by talking about his ex-girlfriend. But then for him to send me a text saying, was I everything you thought I was going to be? Like, that is just, he's just digging himself a deeper hole. And so I took it as like a joke, and I didn't know what to reply back to at first. So I said, haha, no, it was nice meeting you. And then he goes, oh, we should hang out again sometime. Damn, I really wish I wasn't moving. And I was like, haha, well, no, we can hang out before you move as friends, though. And he was like, oh, yeah, yeah, that's fine. Yeah, I don't mind being friends. And he goes, that's cool. So I sent another text, and I was like, all right, great. Then maybe we can hang out again and grab some lunch or whatever. And then he goes, all right, sounds great. And then he sends another text 2 minutes after that. And he goes, so what would make you just want to be friends? Did I say something wrong? Did I do something wrong? And just totally coming off so strong, as if I was already this dude's next girlfriend that he had lined up. And I'm like, you know what? I was like, I'm just not feeling it. I'm not really trying to date anybody right now anyway. And then he would say, oh yeah, me neither, me neither. I'm just on these apps to make friends because I don't know a lot of people here and I'm moving back to Ohio anyway. And then he would send more texts saying, but I just don't understand, like, why wouldn't you want to date? I mean, if I lived in Ohio, I can always come back to Atlanta. I come down to Atlanta for work, like, at least once a month, and we could hang out. And I was like, no, this, I don't do long-distance relationships. Like, totally just not, he's just not getting the point. Like, you are already on my red flag list by bringing up your ex. You're making this creepy by making it feel like I'm already going to be somebody that you're going to date long term. And I'm like, this is just too much. And so I finally had to tell him, like, hey, so-and-so, look, it was very nice to meet you. I just feel like you're coming off too strong. I don't mind being friends. I didn't like how you brought up your ex-relationship on the very first time meeting you. And I was like, but it's okay. And I was like, we can be friends, no problem. And the guy would just not stop texting me. And every few days he would send me a text. And it was just so to the point where I was just so turned off by it that I ended up having to block this guy. And I normally don't block a lot of numbers, but if somebody is going to keep texting me and not get the point and not take a simple thanks but no thanks type of text, and if you don't want to be somebody's friend, that's cool, but I'm not going to be pressured into dating somebody that I don't feel comfortable around or that I feel like I don't have an interest in. And so that was my very first Tinder date. So it did not go very well, and I kind of find the guy to be a little creepy. And even a year after we had went on that date, I got a new phone, so I didn't have my that number blocked anymore from him. And I get this text, and it says, hey, Casey, what's up? And I'm like, I'm so sorry, I got a new phone. Whose number is this? And he goes, it's so-and-so. And I was like, oh my God, like, this guy is still trying to date me or something even after a year. I'm like, wow. And I text him back and said, didn't you move to Ohio? And he goes, oh yeah, I did. He's like, but I come down to Atlanta all the time. And I'm like, oh, that's cool. And then I just never heard from the guy again. But it was just kind of crazy how he was already putting like this effort into it about how I was this chick that he was going to date, and I was just so turned off by it. But you guys, I mean, I'm sure there's other stories out there that are crazier than that, but don't come off too strong when you're on a first date. It just doesn't work. So that was my first Tinder experience. And you guys, when you're going into the do's and don'ts of a first date, that's my number one thing, is to not bring up your past relationship. Don't talk about exes, ex-friends with benefits, ex-relationships. Just avoid it all. X it all out. No pun intended. There's no need to go closet diving and dig up someone else's skeletons on the first date. And if you're getting caught up talking about the past, it can also make you seem like you're not over it, and letting the person that you're with just make you feel like they're on, or just make them feel like they're on the date for a rebound. And in this case, I mean, we're not playing like a game of basketball or whatever. So guys, don't talk about your exes if you want to have a second chance with anybody that you find interest in on a date. So my second tip, don't talk about Mother Nature. I mean, it's just the lowest of the low. If you have nothing else to talk about and you bring up the weather, that person is probably not going to hold your attention if that's the only thing you can come up with. It's just boring, and talking about the weather is probably the most boring topic known to man or woman obviously we can see what's going on outside. There's no need to point it out. I mean, that's Captain Obvious. There's nothing exciting about the weather, and there's nothing about the weather that'll blow your date away in amazement. So just set that wind, just let that wind set that ship a sail. No pun intended there, but do not talk about the weather. And the last thing, it's okay to talk about what you do for a living, but don't get stuck on the topic of work. I mean, I don't want to spend any more time than I have to on the subject of work when it comes to spending majority of our lives living, breathing, and basically eating at our jobs. I mean, most of us already spend 5 days a week, Monday through Friday, 9 to 5 at the office. And when your workday ends, you don't want to go out and talk about work all the time. You want to go out and grab some beers or cocktails with your pals and your gals and just unwind. So it's okay to mention what you do for a living to your date, like I said, but don't let that be your entire conversation as if you were like on a job interview either. You can talk about all the aspects that come with work, but just keep it to a minimum when you're trying to get to know somebody, because again, you don't want to feel like you're questioning this person as if you were on a job interview. So those three things I would say do not talk about on a first date: your ex relationships, the weather, or on the topic of work. So you guys, I know when it comes to what questions to ask on a first date, there are some that I have found to be very basic, but also to keep interest or hold somebody's interest that you're interested in. So let's say if you're talking about common interest, one of the things that I like to do is usually bring up something if the guy likes sports. Like if I saw on his Bumble or Tinder profile, if he likes sports, I'll ask a question of what kind of sports he likes to watch and talk about that. And I also like to ask what kinds of things he enjoys in his free time. So if you ask a broad question where you can get multiple answers, it's better than a yes or no question, because that can keep the conversation flowing, and more than likely you're bound to find something that you guys share an interest in. So like I said, if he mentioned sports in the bio and you're into sports, you can start with that. Maybe it can lead into your favorite teams, leading into what city those teams play in, which can lead into traveling and places that you've been to or countries that you want to go to. And so that those topics can keep going on and snowballing into more stuff that you guys can learn about each other, and then keep the conversation flowing and learning more about each other's interests and stuff like that. But also make sure that you just be yourself. I mean, there's no need to lie about what you do or lie to make your life seem more impressive than you think it is. There's no need to change who you are to impress someone. If there's no common interest, that's perfectly okay. There is plenty of other fish in the sea. Dating is the best opportunity for you to find your ideal mate. But it helps you to figure out what you do and don't want in a relationship. So if you're not feeling their vibe, like the guy that I had on Tinder, it's totally fine to just let them go, and you can move on from that. And you can be honest with somebody and tell them, hey, I'm so sorry, I just feel like we would be better off as friends, and they can either take it or leave it. So I hope those tips helped you out, you guys. I'll definitely be sharing more of my crazy Bumble stories. I don't have any more from Tinder, but trust me, they do get a little crazier than that. I mean, there's some things that I just found so funny that my friends were involved in and showing up on one of my dates, but I will definitely share more of those stories with you guys. If you guys have any crazy stories, feel free to share them with me. I would love to hear about them. You can send me a message on Instagram, Casey Pauline Fitness, or an email, CaseyPaulineFit@gmail.com, or let me know some of your do's and don'ts of a first date. I would love to hear those as well. So thank you guys for tuning in and listening. Like I said, if you guys want to follow me on Instagram, Casey Pauline Fitness, for online coaching, you can check me out at cpfitclub.com. Join the club and let's start making fitness a healthy and enjoyable part of your lifestyle. But till then, I will catch y'all on the next episode. The
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.